Snoop Daniel Flex pregame show. Let's get to our Whataburger whip around. We don't have a lot tonight. Just got our man Merle Bertrand. The big Vandergrift versus Vista Ridge rivalry pregame coming up at 6:45. But let's hear a little pregame whip around coverage brought to you by Whataburger. From Merle Bertrand.
This is Merle Bertrand on homecoming night from Monroe Memorial Stadium, where the Vandergrift Vipers are set to take on their oldest rival, the Vista Ridge Rangers. Coach Drew Sanders' Vipers clinched their 10th straight playoff berth with last week's workmanlike win over Cedar Ridge. Next on the list, a chance to capture at least a share of their 5th straight district title and the right to host a bi-district playoff game. But they'll have to get past a solid Vista Ridge team that's itself battling for a spot in the postseason. It's a rivalry game, it's homecoming, it's Halloween weekend, it's the Vandergrift Vipers versus the Vista Ridge Rangers, and it's all coming up on 101.9 FM The Horn and AM 1260.
Okay, Merle, thank you. Our whip-around coverage brought to you by Whataburger. Extended Thursday scoreboard here, also brought to you by Quick Roofing. Thursday night finals from last night, Westlake with a 45-0 win over Bowie. Chaparral's 49th win in a row. Bulldogs just second loss on the season. And just remember, both of the losses for Bowie to top 25 ranked teams in the AP poll, Dripping Springs and now Westlake. Next week, the Shaps will host Buda Johnson. Bowie will wrap the regular season at Lake Travis. Both of those teams are bound for the playoffs. Buda Johnson versus Aikens last night. Jaguars ran away from this one 61-7. Jaguars, their fourth district win, which is good enough for fifth place in 26-6A, but they trail Bowie a game plus the tiebreaker, meaning that their season or playoff hopes are no more. Bowie locks in that fourth spot. Eagles, they wrap up their season. They played all 10 games, 0-10 on the season. Kudos to Coach Saxey, who does a great job down there in South Austin with what he has. And they played a lot of youngsters this year. They'll look to bounce back in their second year of District 26-6A in 2023. Next up, Jaguars play at aforementioned Westlake. Aikens season comes to a close. Georgetown Glenn, the only truly competitive game last night. Georgetown got the win over the Grizzlies, 28-22. We'll probably speak with Kelly Duvall of SHN Sports for post-game later tonight. Try to get a recap of that Georgetown game. I know Glenn fans were upset about a potentially controversial call where they allegedly had scored a touchdown and lined up to kick the extra point, only to have a late reversal of the touchdown scored. So 28-22 was your final. I got to say, Georgetown, in my opinion, our area's best 5A Division I team, and they're proving it. Gutsy win last night. They lock up a playoff spot with that win, a signature rally victory for Georgetown. Grizzlies, with the loss, are knocked out of playoff contention. McCallum versus Travis last night. The Knights knock off the Rebels 55-13. The Knights have all but secured the second seed in District 12 5A-D2. Meanwhile, the Rebels trail Northeast a full game, so that makes tonight's Northeast versus Crockett game of super importance. I'll talk about that more later. But the Rebels now on a slight skid. Next week, Knights will close the regular season versus Eastside. Rebels will play the Raptors of Lhasa. Canyon versus MacArthur. Canyon with a 43-14 win over MacArthur. Now remember, District 12 5A-D1 matches up with our Austin-centric 11 5A-D1. Canyon locks in a postseason berth. They are 8-1 on the season. With that victory last night, MacArthur, they have basically secured themselves last place with that loss. So next up, the Cougars at Canyon at Wagner. That game is on Thursday. The Brahmas of San Antonio MacArthur will close the season against Bernie Champion. Last but not least, the score that had everyone talking, LBJ 96, Eastside nothing, your final score. Jaguars set an Austin ISD record for most points in a game. Had the opportunity. It was 89-0 at the half. A running clock from late in the second quarter on. They scored the first touchdown in the second half after Noah Baker returned the only kickoff that LBJ had all game, all the way to the 2-yard line. And then Caleb Crenshaw, the freshman, wound up punching in the touchdown from there. That made it 96-0. From that point on, LBJ chose to kneel the ball 3 times and punt on every offensive possession. So while a lot of social media lambasted LBJ for being competitive, I did see one tweet that said, LBJ, they accomplished the greatest feat in Texas high school football last night by not scoring 100. And it definitely took an effort to keep it at 96-0. So Jaguars, they'll wrap up the season next week on a Thursday, the regular season, I should say, on a Thursday versus Crockett. And the Panthers will close their season, hoping to get their first win. It'll be a tall order versus McCallum. So that is your Thursday recap, your Whataburger whip around.